An 18-year-old male was killed when his motorcycle hit an ambulance south of Winona. The Highway Patrol reports the 18-year-old Winona male struck the ambulance as it was turning. The accident happened on Highway 19, 6 miles south of Winona. The driver of the ambulance, a 32-year-old man from West Plains, was not injured. A Stone County, Arkansas man was killed when he was run over by his truck. 62-year-old Vincent Rutledge of rural Mountain View, Arkansas, was back in his boat down a ramp along the White River, but allegedly had some kind of mechanical issue with the truck. Rutledge then parked the truck and put a rock under the tire and crawled under it to work on it. The truck then rolled over the rock and onto Rutledge. Strong storms moved across northern Arkansas and southern Missouri Sunday afternoon, with strong winds causing damage and power outages, with several trees reported down. There were reports that a mobile home was damaged near Alicia in Lawrence County. Several other small buildings were also reportedly damaged across the area. Baxter County reported wind gusts of over 75 miles an hour. More than 7,500 customers of North Arkansas Electric Cooperative reported power outages on Sunday in Baxter County. There were also reports of outages in Fulton, Izzard, and Sharp County. A couple was arrested in Batesville after allegedly robbing a former co-worker at a public park. 23-year-old Jordan Robbins and Hugh Stiles were both arrested for robbery, theft of property, and third-degree battery. The victim told investigators Robbins, a former co-worker, drove him to Bio Park in Batesville for what he believed would be a sexual encounter. The victim was allegedly pulled from the vehicle and beaten and robbed. The Missouri Highway Patrol Troop G was busy with several injury accidents this weekend. Friday, a man from Mountain View suffered moderate injuries when he failed to negotiate a curve and overturned the semi he was driving. That accident happened on Highway 101, 3 miles south of Bakersfield. A 56-year-old man from Winona suffered moderate injuries when he drove off the road and struck a tree in the semi he was driving. That accident happened on Missouri Highway D, 6 miles east of Summersville. A 41-year-old man from Emina suffered minor injuries when he drove off the road and overturned the pickup he was driving. That accident happened on US 60, 3 miles west of Montier. Saturday, two Mountain Home residents and a man from Seymour all suffered serious injuries in a four-vehicle accident north of Ava. The Highway Patrol says the accident happened when an 86-year-old man from Mountain Home crossed the center line and hit a tractor driven by a man from Seymour. He then hit a vehicle driven by another man from Seymour head-on. Another vehicle then hit the rear of the car driven by the man from Seymour. The man from Mountain Home and a passenger in his vehicle, an 85-year-old woman, both suffered serious injuries, and the 40-year-old man from Seymour suffered serious injuries. The accident happened on Missouri K, 3 miles north of Ava. A man from Lebanon suffered serious injuries in a motorcycle accident north of Roby. The accident happened when the 61-year-old man hit a missing section of the roadway, traveled off the road, and overturned, ejecting the driver. The accident happened on Missouri 17, 5 miles north of Roby. A man from Bunker was injured in an accident in Shannon County. The 51-year-old man suffered minor injuries when he ran off the road and struck a tree. That accident happened on County Road 263, 15 miles northeast of Eminence. A 64-year-old man from Lake St. Louis was injured in an accident north of Licking. The accident happened when a man from Licking failed to yield and hit the vehicle the man from Lake St. Louis was in. The accident happened on US 63, 5 miles north of Licking. Sunday, a 16-year-old male from Raymondville suffered minor injuries when he traveled off the road, struck a fence, and overturned the pickup he was driving. The accident happened on Highway B, 2 miles west of Raymondville. And a 17-year-old male from West Plains suffered moderate injuries when he lost control of the vehicle he was driving, ran off the road, and hit an embankment. That accident happened on Highway 5, 5 miles north of Gainesville. Michelle Lewis was a guest on the train last week and talked about the Back to Blue, a night of remembrance, a big fundraiser planned for June.
So on June 13th, we are going to be having a Back the Blue night of remembrance and honor. We're going to be showing support for the fallen and injured deputies of Christian and Webster County. The doors will open at 5 p.m. for the dinner, which is going to be done by Bootleggers and Roscoe Tees. They've kind of collaborated with us, and we're going to work with them on the dinner part. It will be a $15 plate, but it's going to be some good barbecue. And we haven't worked out all of everything that's going to be eaten there that night. But all of the funds that come in from this benefit is going to go to the families of the fallen of Christian County, and then the injured of Christian and Webster County, along with their children of the fallen and everything.
You can listen to all of the interview with Michelle and Jerry Lewis at our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. Mammoth Springs State Park is pleased to announce the appointment of Mike Franklin as its new superintendent. Franklin, a dedicated and experienced parks professional, brings a wealth of knowledge and leadership to the role as he steps in to oversee the daily operations of one of Arkansas's beloved state parks. More on Franklin available at our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. And a reminder, the Mammoth Springs School Board will meet tonight, 5:30 at the high school.